Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today the Church celebrates Epiphany, except some places it's transferred to tomorrow, Sunday. But from Ireland, we hear from Father Thomas McCarthy in Galway. Unfortunately, Father Thomas has a bit of a cold right now, so I'll be reading his preaching for him, and it's called A Different Way Back. The reading is from the Gospel of Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. Thus ends the reading. 'Twas Saint Bernard in the 12th century, a reformer of monasticism, who told people preparing to go on pilgrimage to Rome that they must prepare well. "You will not find Christ in Rome," he warned, "unless you have him with you as you set out on the journey." I'm reminded of this now because we're dealing with a truly inspiring tale of wise men from the East making their way to Jerusalem. They set out with questions and with hope in their hearts, not knowing what they would find or where. In the end, they fell down and honored an infant and offered him gifts. Why? In heaven's name, where is the point of this story? What meaning can it possibly have? These magi, or wise men, members of a Persian priestly caste, astrologers, whatever we want to call them, they were used to noting unusual features of the sky, and they did spot Jupiter crossing into one of the constellations of stars. They did not know what it meant, but were keen to find out. In Jerusalem, they got advice from scholars, and so they headed for Bethlehem. They eventually realize this is the child they were seeking and offer the gifts they had brought, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were willing to be surprised. They had not ruled anything out. They were adventurers with hearts of gold, with hearts and minds keen to learn and willing to be convinced. They came with an open mind, and the open-minded search was rewarded. You know, there's that great U2 song with the powerful line, "I still haven't found what I'm looking for." But today is about people who know there is more to be discovered, and it might be life-changing. but they're not quite sure what it is, or who it is, or where. But they are keen to search, to research, to travel in their heart of hearts, as well as on their camels' backs. Let us seek Christ in places we may not suspect likely. He is present in people nearby who are actually poorer than Joseph and Mary. He lives quietly and maybe unhappily. His or her only companion is depression, loneliness, or an uneasy relationship. We do not need an astrologer's advice to find them. We likely know them to see and have an idea they need help in their worry and poverty. A listening ear on the phone, even, or outside the local shop. In such moments, Christ is born, not in Bethlehem, but maybe in an alleyway not far from where you are. Matthew and the editors who completed his gospel were convinced that in Jesus' life and death, not to mention the risen appearances in the days after his execution, convinced that in all this they had witnessed the fulfillment of prophecies like the one from Isaiah, written some 700 years before the birth of the Christ child. Even the final sentence of the gospel passage I just read, I interpret in another way. Once you have found Jesus and are moved by his message of hope, even a return to your home place, to your own heart, will be by another road. Because it's another you, transformed, who travels now in the light of Christ. Once you have let that light enter your heart and guide your footsteps and your life choices, you are renewed, reformed, we say even redeemed. Now life's journey is different. You will find yourself taking that different road, a pathway along which Jesus himself will guide and protect you, as will the assembly of the Lord's disciples, the church to which you belong.